Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 18th of January, we have Rafik Damak, Sintra Suknanan, Alex Sakuru, Tijani Benjima, Cheryl Landon Orr, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Eric Brunner-Williams, Avery Doria. From staff, we have Carla Valente, Glenn de Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies today noted from Carl Samuels, Andrew Mack, and Evan Labovich. Can I also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes? And Alan Greenberg has also just joined the call. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik.
Thank you, Gisela. Hello, everybody. So, first, we to start, if I will ask everybody if they have any update for their SOI or their DOI regarding the work in GIS working group. Okay, hearing no one, so we can move to the next item of the agenda. So it was it's short one, and we need just to agree about. First, I think that we need to wrap up the discussion about the charter regarding the issue that the difference between the ALAC and GNSO version. We need, to wrap up the discussion that because we need to move forward. And for the next item, we should agree if we will we will keep to have weekly meetings, or maybe to back to be, I think the weekly meetings to meet twice per week, because I think because we have, I think that we have to hurry up, and because the deadline for finishing the different tasks that you have to do. And I think for the last item, we need to discuss more about substantive issue and to see how we will work for how we will work to achieve all the tasks that we have to do. So, any comments, any suggestion about the agenda? Okay. Yeah, that everybody agree with this agenda. So, about the first item, I think as everybody knows since the updates and from Alan that the motion regarding the charter failed in the last GNSO conf call, and my understanding is that Alan was requested or asked to see with the ALAC side about this issue. Can Alan give us updates about that? Possible?
Sure. At this point, the ALAC has not met. There's been a fair amount of discussion on the list, mostly from members of this work group who have been relatively strongly in favor of continuing on the work that was chartered by the ALAC, but the ALAC itself has not had much discussion and certainly has not taken any action at this point. There is an ALAC meeting next week, and I'm recommending that it be discussed and perhaps take action, and not much we can do. At this point, this work group doesn't have much choice. It has two charters, and it can choose to work to the lowest common denominator or work on all the items. And there's a very strong feeling we should work on all of the items. I don't think there's much more we can say at this point. I have pointed out in email that should we decide to do that, it's very important that we, in the final report, identify which things are under one charter and which things are not. The GNSO will generally accept or reject an entire report, and if things are not identified as such, they will almost surely just reject. So we need to be clear in our report. Other than that, if the ALAC decides that it is not changing its charter in any substantive way to go along with the GNSO one, there will be a discussion exactly between who that discussion will be and what form it will take is not at all clear. You know, the chairs or vice chairs of the GNSO are not empowered to negotiate on behalf of the individuals who ultimately will vote the way they or their stakeholder group decide they should vote. So it's not there is no precedent. As I said in the note, there is a strong feeling among some GNSO counselors that we shouldn't have been embarking on any work groups like this until we have written in concrete exactly what the process is by which we do things so that we would not have problems like this. Nevertheless, this work group has gotten started and exists prior to such rules being firmly identified, and we need to live with it. Before I relinquish the floor, can I please ask whoever is in control of the screen to give us scrolling control, and so we can control the size of the document so we can actually read it. Thank you.
Maybe Gizelan, for me, it's a new...
According to this, Carla and Rafiq should have the controls if you can figure out how they work on the new system.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. I was able to update, but working on it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have two people in the queue, please. Lovely.
Okay, thanks. I just want to ask a question of Alan. I think I've made my views about what the GNSO Council did fairly plain in a couple places. I have a question, though. By specifically removing things from the charter, and they had a chance to vote for a charter that contained certain stuff, they refused to do that, and they voted for a far lesser charter. Does that in any sense get interpreted, or is that in any sense interpretable as them saying, we may not work on these things if we are chartered by them? And just, I wanted to bring that up. I'm not suggesting that it stop us, but I'm just asking, is that a thing that we should be aware of and then decide, despite that, despite the fact that it looks like the GNSO is saying, you may not do this, we decide to accept that the ALAC says, yes, you can, without prejudice. And last thing on a side issue, I did not sign on as a host because I'm not, but if you hosts want me to try and help you figure this out, I can log in and sign on again to see if I can figure it out. But let me know. Thanks.
The answer is I don't have a clue. I would not be surprised if some members of council would interpret what they did as a forbidding the work group from doing something, or tantamount to saying, if you do this, we will not accept any part of your report. But I have no clue. And there was a request at the end of the meeting, because we now had two charters, for the GNSO to discuss this. I intervened and said, until the ALAC makes a decision, there is no issue to discuss, and that was accepted. If the ALAC makes that decision, the GNSO may well have the discussion and result in something akin to what Avery just said, or not. I don't really know. I'm not sure what it means to forbid someone to do something, since they don't have control over the actual people. Does that translate to say, if you do it, we will not look at your report at all? I don't know. Maybe.
Thank you, Alan. We have Olivier and then Eric. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. One question, actually, not one question, first one comment. Obviously, we have four choices here. We have a choice of going along with the original ALAC charter, That's one. Going along with the new GNSO charter, that's two. Going along with a charter which mixes both the original ALAC charter and the GNSO charter, however mixable these two charters are. And then we have one choice, which is to go along with two independent charters, one for the GNSO, one for ALAC. I wondered how people felt on this group here about having two charters. Is this something that is doable? Thank you.
I can try answering that. Rafiq, is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. From our point of view, I'm not sure there's a difference between having two charters and having a merged one. The charters are imposed on us. We can refuse to do any work should we choose. But other than that, we cannot control the charters. And, so we can't go back and say to the GNSO, we are deeming yours to be a merged one. The GNSO one is what it is, and the ALAC one is what it is, perhaps changing next week. We just need to figure out how we're going to live with it, not so much change the charter. The charter are words that are out of our control. Done?
Yes. Olivier, or?
Are you waiting for me to answer? Well, thanks, Rafiq. Any more feedback on that? It's just, ALAC is meeting next week, so obviously I'd like to try and get a feeling of how people feel on the group itself about working. I think specifically, my question is specifically with having the two charters.
So if I can reply, I think, as some people said, the GNSO charter is a subset of the ALAC charter. So if we have both two chartering organizations and we need to respond to their, their request. So we can work on all the tasks and clearly say what is the ALAC, which correspond to the ALAC tasks and those which correspond to the GNSO tasks. So, it can be a workaround. So we have Eric, then Tijani, and then Alex. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you. I'll respond to the poll question, which Olivier has asked, and then when you're ready, I'll raise the point that I had intended to raise earlier. Personally, I prefer to work with the ALAC charter. Thank you.
Rafiq? Sorry, Rafiq, I'm not getting your point. Please, can you repeat or rephrase it?
Olivier asked a polling kind of question. How do the members feel about proceeding with choices 1, 2, 3, and 4? I've responded that I have a specific choice, and that is to continue with the ALAC charter.
You mean to make a poll?
He proposes that we work with the ALAC charter.
Okay.
Since Olivier asked four choices. So Eric is choosing the choice of working with the ALAC charter.
And I've noted that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm seeing some comments from you in the chat. Okay.
And I am waiting for the floor.
Yeah, I'm not sure because you were speaking, so I thought that you finished it. That's why.
No, I didn't speak. I explained to you what he said.
Okay, so please go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so I really prefer to work with the ALAC charter, but since we are in a situation that it's not easy to solve it because we will be alone as ALAC. It will be a working group of ALAC in this case. So I will accept to work with two charters. And at the end, we will clearly mention which recommendation is accepted by this chartering organization and which one is not accepted by this chartering organization. I don't understand how we can merge charters, because if you will merge them, you will add something to the GNSO, for example, charter that the GNSO will not accept, or you will diminish something from the ALAC charter that perhaps ALAC will not accept. So merging is not, I don't see how we can do that. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks. Alex?
Yes, thank you, Rafik. Alex speaking. First of all, I must say I'm worried at the meaning of this in terms of future work groups where you have contradicting or different charters. That's the first statement. In terms of future work groups and how they'll proceed when such situations arise. So we may look at this as an important lesson, maybe to guide how we are going to work in future, or see it as a problem which is unsolvable. However, as per the poll that has been proposed and that's stated on the list, clearly I would like to go with one point of reference in which, so that whatever we are discussing, we are all clear and we can refer to one document rather than thinking this is in which charter or the other, because it may make us quite confused. So the charter, in my preference, I would like to choose the ALAC one. Now, having said that, I had mentioned later on there was some sort of compromise that was mentioned on list, and I said I could live with it. But fundamentally, if I'm asked which one do I want to go, I would want to go with the ALAC charter as a point of reference, and we can all be referring to that, whether we are working alongside that or not. Thank you.
Okay, we have Eric and then Alan. Eric, please.
Actually, I've left my hand up because I have a non-poll response to make. If Alan's response is going to be to the poll, then he should go first. But whoever is controlling the screen, we really need more real estate for the chat.
My comment is on the current stream.
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. A number of things. There's been some comments in the chat saying one charter is a subset of the other. That's not quite true. The GNSO did add an item that is not in the ALAC charter, so the ALAC may want to consider that. We are having a discussion which is, to be quite candid, moot at this point. If the ALAC decides that the charter goes ahead as is, or with adding the GNSO item or something like that, the GNSO will then have another discussion. We don't know what the outcome is. The GNSO may attempt at that point to shut down its aspect of this work group and have this not be a jointly chartered unit, in which case we have no problem at all. So I really don't think we should spend a lot of time talking about what we will do if various things happen. I think the ALAC is charged, and Olivia was asking a question from the point of view of the chair of the ALAC, what should the ALAC do? We've indicated very strongly that this work group has a desire to keep on working on essentially the full list of things that we requested our enhanced charter have. And how the GNSO will react, what will happen between the GNSO and ALAC, is at this point somewhat out of our control. And I really don't think we should be spending valuable time talking about that. I think we should start getting back onto what it is that we're supposed to be working on. Otherwise, it's a waste of an awful lot of people hours at this point. Thank you.
Excellent. I want to ask Avery to clarify her point of view, because I saw that she responded in the chat. Maybe if she can explain or clarify her point. Avery?
Yeah, sorry. I think it was pretty much what I had said before, is that it's fine for us to work under the ALAC charter. We have to make sure, though, that we understand that the GNSO charter, I believe, is meant to stop us from doing certain work. And whether we want to go ahead and do it or not do it is ours to do, and it's for them to deal with it. But I think we have to be aware of that. And the other thing, obviously, is those of us that want to work on things that aren't in the GNSO charter whether we do it with this working group or outside of this working group, could just go ahead and do so. You know, and, you know, I know that that's my intention with things like, you know, fundraising and outside foundations or whatever. I don't care if this group does it or doesn't do it. At the end of the day, it needs to be done. So I'll work with anybody that wants to work with me to do it, whether it's in the working group or not. And that's what I'm saying, that they get to decide what the working group charter is. The working group gets to decide whether it wants to obey, not obey the GNSO Council's prohibitions. And whatever the working group does, the rest of us can do whatever we want anyway. Thanks.
Thank you. Nick, we have Eric, and then Olivier.
Go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Rafik. Okay, that's just all I wanted, what I wanted to hear. I think a number of us from ALAC are on the call, so we've all heard various points, and I think it all points in the same direction. So that's probably enough for us to be able to expand this and explain this over to the rest of ALAC. Thank you.
Thanks. Eddie?
Yeah, thank you. Now that we finished the poll, responding to Olivier's question, I think we actually have an issue that goes beyond our two chartering organizations. The model of jointness involves two or more bylaws-recognized entities doing something. What are the outcomes where the two charters from these two entities, two or more entities, are chartering some activity, which appear to be the same activity, but the charters are non-identical? So as absurd as it is, we actually need general counsel's advice on what happens if the only difference between the two versions was a comma. So my point is, ALAC needs to take this issue to general counsel, not just to GNSO. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not sure if we have some consensus that we should work in the ALAC charter, but anyway, we need to fix this issue. Maybe if I can propose, if because we have clearly a problem of time because of the deadline, so if we can start to work in the text that they are. The common task between the ALAC charter and GNSO charter, the main time, and to wait for next week to see what is the final response from the ALAC. That matter, even if it's clearly they may not change the charter. And I understand the every point about that. Maybe some people want to work in issues like fundraising, etc. But I'm not sure how it can be done. I think that should be done in the working group, not outside the working group. Even if the GNSO charter don't. I don't want to stop us to doing that, but not it's not okay. Maybe it's not included in the GNSO charter. And in the other hand, on the other hand, it's the problem. Maybe after when we will. We have to write the report. We have clearly to show what to show there is an echo problem. Sorry, operator, can you check what is this echo problem?
Sorry, Rafi,
we're
connecting with Alex.
Okay, thank you. I think we have a eco problem. Okay. Please, operator, can you check? Because I'm hearing my voice.
Wait, the echo seems to disappear, traffic.
Okay, sounds okay now. So what I was saying. Maybe my understanding what we there is some concerns that we need to work in the ALAC charter, but we need to fix anyway the issue with GNSO Council. But so maybe that we cannot go to GNSO Council this time, but we need to wait for a clear formal response from the ALAC for that matter. So maybe we cannot really wrap this issue today, but we have some suggestion from the working group members. Okay, I have to change the queue, but so maybe if we cannot fix this today, we can go to the next item and to talk about the substantive issues and what the working group member thinks that we need to do for as next steps. So please, Eugenie, go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Can you decide on going on working on the substance, please? Because
That's why I was suggesting.
So. Yeah, I know. Let me finish because our discussion on the charter will not give us anything now. And at the end, even if there is not agreement, we can give outputs with some recommendations which are related to the GNSO charter and others which are ALAC charter only. So there is no problem, but we have to go ahead. We have a lot of things to do, and we have a very important thing to do, which is the definition of the need criteria. And we need time, and we need people to work on it. So I think we have to decide today to go ahead on the substance. Thank you.
Eric and Alan, you raise your hand and you. Okay?
Thank you, Eric Brenner Williams. Whoever runs the real estate, we have a chat window that is so small that really everything scrolls off a bit after the first line feed. And more than 5/7 of the total screen space is wasted showing us a PDF that none of us really cares about, at least not in the sense that we have to read it this instant. We have a very dysfunctional communication medium at the moment. Can we improve that, please? And yes, let's go on to substance. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Alex?
Yes, thank you. I think it's nice that we can go into the substance. Of course, that would be good, and we have important work to do, as Tijani says, and we can jump into it, but we also have to be aware that until we have clarified under what framework we are working, we may do so much of a lot of wonderful things, but they may all be in vain. So I think it's upon us also, the chair and the other ALAC and maybe all our liaisons, to get this issue resolved as soon as possible so that we don't waste a lot of time doing a lot of great stuff that will never see the light of day. Just a comment, and if there is no resolution, there is no possible resolution, we might as well agree that we can't proceed, and we just request for a disbandment of this group. It's also another possibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I think that all of you agree to what I said before, that we need to go to substantive discussion. So we go to the. I think that we can go to the next item.
Rafiq, you're getting very, very quiet. I can't. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, sorry. I just because I got a call that some problems to talk easily. I said that we should go to the next item and to go to more substantive discussion. That I have the feeling that everybody wants really to go into real work, and we will resolve as soon as possible this issue of the short ring. Okay. No, I cannot see the agenda. Okay. Just maybe we fix the issue of weekly meeting. Do you think that we should just keep having only one meeting per week, or we can go to like what we have done before to have two meetings per week? Janitis?
Yes, I do think that we need to work hard now, and we don't have time. So the best is to have only one only one call per week, but to work between the calls. That's the problem. I noticed in the past time that it wasn't the case, and people didn't produce any. Most of people didn't produce. Of course, Avery produced a lot. But most of us didn't. So, if we can decide on working between the calls, I propose to have only one call per week. But if we cannot, we do two calls per week. Thank you.
Thank you. But sorry, but I don't think that it's that good idea to criticize people what they have done or they didn't have done. It's a working group, and we are not sure about the. How the people can commit their time to work in the working group, and so we should avoid such statements. But I understand that we need to work in the meantime between the conf calls, and I think that everybody will try to do his or her best to work and to discuss more in the mailing list that we can foster our work. Please, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, with regard to work on the mailing list, we are having problems with almost every single working group and the main ACSOs in terms of relatively little work being done in between meetings. For whatever reason, whether people are burnt out or it's just not working very well right now, and I don't think we're likely to change that by simply saying it louder or saying it again. So, yes, we encourage work between meetings, but I don't think it's going to be all that successful. I would suggest that we do what a number of other groups are doing. We schedule a second meeting and then decide whether it's held or not, but allocate the time slot. So if we decide we need a second meeting, we don't have to start doing a doodle then and figure out what the best time is. So I would allocate a second meeting, perhaps the same one we used last time around, and but then decide on a case-by-case basis whether it's used as a general meeting, as a subgroup meeting, or not at all. Thank you.
Thank you. So maybe for the second meeting, it should be in the Friday, like before. Maybe just we'll ask Gisela just to confirm about the time by sending a doodle poll. Yeah. Simply that I was saying that we will ask, we will have doodle pool to just to confirm about the time. Okay, seeing that maybe that there is some consensus that we need a second meeting that to foster the work. And yes, I understand the Tijani point that we need that to ask people to work in the meantime, the mailing list, but as Alan explained it, it's not really only in happening in our working group, but something common in many working groups. It's some that have a lot of traffic, they discuss a lot in the mailing list, but some others, not the case. So we will try to do our best and to work in the mailing list between the calls. Okay, Alex? And then
yes,
we can
thank you, Rafik.
The
Alex.
Item, please.
Yes, Alex speaking. I want to support what Alan said, because what happens is that the very people who are on certain work groups, they tend to be on many of them. So the burnout you hear him talking about is actually repeating itself in many groups. So indeed, in terms of moving forward, I support that idea of having another block of time, so that when we are ending a meeting, we agree, do we meet at our next agreed slot? I think that's a good way of approaching it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. So, as we have only now 20 minutes, I think that we should go to the next item in the desk is, so about our next steps that maybe, I think, if we need to working to dispatch work between subgroups, or I'm not sure, but in the first time we started to have two subgroups with two leaders, or we can go, how to say, all the working group members work in the same time in the same task. So any suggestion, any comment, any feedback in that matter? So maybe if we are going to start assuming that we will work in the common tasks between the GNSO and Allied Charter now, what do you think, what tasks that we should start to discuss, or we should discuss all about this point in the same time? What do you think about the best way to follow? Okay, no comments, no question. Alex, please.
Yes, quick. I want to rope in Carla and just get the staff view on this, so that we can all be on the same page. Thank you. Maybe she has a comment on what the staff also view on the way forward. Thank you.
Sorry, Alex, what's your point exactly?
Sorry, Rafiq, I didn't hear you.
I didn't get your point. You have problem with this?
Oh, no. What I was asking is that as we are discussing as a group, you probably wanted to get the internals of the staff also. I'm sure they also have an opinion of what you are doing and any advice they might give us from the staff perspective. That's all. I'm inviting Carla if she has any contribution to the way forward. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So, hello, Carla, this is Carla speaking. We are planning to have a short meeting to discuss what to do in the case like that. We haven't had a chance to have this meeting yet. So I will be able to tell you something more in the upcoming meeting.
Thank you, Carla. Anna, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're going to get as many views here as there are people. There are some people who want to work in work groups. There are some people who don't. We have two co-chairs. I would suggest they come up with a proposal and simply make it, unless there's any major objection, that we go ahead and start doing the actual work, whether we do it in three sub-teams or as a group. We've been successful with both, but I think we just, forgive me, but I think you need to make a decision and recommendation, and we start.
I think that one of the, if we should start maybe, especially with the point A about the criteria for financial needs, and I think that it's one of the tasks, that important tasks. Maybe we should start now to work on all the working group working on that, because it's one of the important points, and then maybe to see for the other tasks if we should dispatch in different work teams or not. So,
just for the record, is Carlton still the co-chair? Because I don't think I saw any regrets from him, but he's not here.
He has submitted.
He did apologize.
Okay, sorry, I must have missed that.
But he's still the.
Okay.
Chef. Yeah, he needs to. I mean, I need to send him an update about what he discussed today. Okay, I saw some ugly comments that point A is critical to all other points. Not something that working on, but it's critical. And yeah, I understand the ugly point. Alex, please.
Thank you, Rafik. I think more or less you have answered me directly, but I think I was just going to recommend that you as a co-chair, you get in touch with your co-chair and then maybe just discuss and recommend to us, and we are ready. We just go on. More or less, you have partly answered that. Thank you.
Yeah, just try that we can start now, start to work on something substantive, but anyway, I will need to check with my colleague about that point. And that's why I suggested to work in the point A. But if people want to suggest that we start with other points, so there is no problem. Okay, I just see that Avery raised another point about how we can, to bring new people to the working group, especially because there was a discussion about expertise that we may need for some tasks. I'm not really sure how we can fix that. Maybe we can send again a request to the different SO and AC, but maybe we need also some external expertise. Avery, you
yes.
want to...
Oh, yeah, I was typing again.
Yep.
Getting out of the habit of talking during these meetings. Basically, I mean, one of the things that we did have an offer from the staff a long time ago, but we weren't quite ready for that then, was to help have people come in who know how to set up these programs to determine need and to deal with the transcultural issues in that kind of thing. There are lots of, whether it's foundations or other, you know, groups that figure out, that do this, that basically... You know, put out a call, get applications, determine need, make determinations, and perhaps we could go back to the staff. You know, we can ask, Carla, who was part of that early conversation, the conversation that I had with the staff and which I reported on, and we talked about a little, but as I say, we weren't ready to get that, financial need determination 101. Conversation so that we sort of jumpstart the thing and don't try to sit here reinventing. Now, if anybody in this group has already done this kind of activity, they should raise their hand and they should take a leadership role in getting that sort of sub-item organized. But if we don't have someone who can raise that hand, I think, you know, whether it's World Bank programs, board programs, some other programs, there are people that have done this financial need determination. Yes, we have our own criteria, but they've done this process. Can we get one? Can we use that as a skeleton to build on to move quickly? Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. Eric, please.
Thank you. Following up on Aubrey's point, there is actually a way that we can approach this without going to external sources such as the World Bank. We know that the application fee is only a part of the total cost of realizing the ambition of having an operational registry and serving a particular community or other purpose. So we could look at whether or not the application fee has eaten, say, more than 50% of the applicant's total resources, or what resources are left of what the applicant has to carry out the rest of the mission beyond simply paying ICANN for the privilege of having their paperwork looked at. As a crude metric or initial metric for what constitutes a reasonable point for saying that the applicant meets the needs criteria or the applicant does not meet the needs criteria. Did anyone hear what I said?
Heard up to the last part of the paper, but then there was complete silence.
I think he just stopped talking.
Oh, okay.
Should I continue?
Yes. If you have more to say.
Well, Alan, the question is, was I interrupted?
We don't know. We heard silence. We don't know if you were interrupted or you stopped talking.
Okay, so I did not stop talking.
Then back up two sentences and start again.
Yeah, thank you. I'm proposing an alternative to going to the World Bank or other for external advice, which is taking a look at the ratio of the application fee to the total assets of the applicant and determining some threshold for which, if the application fee takes more than some percentage of the applicant's total resources, then the applicant meets the needs criteria. The applicant has other expenses than simply paying ICANN for the privilege of having its paperwork evaluated.
Yes, we did hear that part.
Okay, good. That's the idea. Thank you.
How do you want to respond to this point? Or? No?
Okay. I'll respond. I think Eric is suggesting that we look at what the other requirements are of making an application and becoming a GTLDR, so we can identify where else we can help and to what extent, and perhaps use that as a metric for whether help is needed. I think that's a fine idea. It starts to address the main issue that the board raised of how do we recognize that someone needs help.
Mythics.
Yes. So you said that you need to define some metrics, or?
I think Eric is saying that we need to assess what the overall requirements are, which will allow us, as one of the products, to assign metrics. Yes.
Eric, you still have your.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can lower my hand. Yes, Ellen is expressing it correctly. Yes, this is a proposal for a metric. Let us say we decide that the minimal cost is four times the application fee. If the applicant has less than three times the application fee, then they are an applicant in need. Something as simple as that. And to Avery's point, yes, this is a metric. It's not a process. Thank you. And I'll lower my hand.
Thank you. Okay. Any comments about that? Or so my understanding that if I understand correctly, people suggesting that we need to define some metrics some metrics to determine the financial need. Alan, please.
Yeah, I think if we don't do that, we're not coming anywhere near addressing the board's most explicit question of how does ICANN decide whether someone is in need? Because everyone's going to line up and say, I need. And the question is, to what extent can we put metrics in place so that without being relatively objective, we can identify those who are truly in need from those who simply want handouts? So I think that's the core of what we have to do. If we can't do that, then the whole thing is lost, to be honest, in my mind. I will point out we have 5 minutes left. We need to decide what we're going to do before people start dropping off. I think there was a decision or a recommendation that we try to establish a second meeting time, in which case I guess a doodle or something is necessary. And that kind of logistics I think we need to fix before the hour is up.
Yep, for that I will ask. Is there not to send a doodle poll for us to just to confirm about the time? I think we may need to meet in this Friday, then to just to check about the time. Okay, Tijen, please go ahead. And then
yes,
Alex.
Can we decide that for the next call, we come with ideas, clear ideas about the metrics, so that we can at least begin the work, and also we try to form a group working on this specific item. If we need external competences, we have to look for them now. Eric gave a very good idea about the World Bank, yes, okay, but if there is other ways, other methods to work, we have to define them very soon, and we have to start working. Thank you.
Yes, Alex, please.
Yeah, just a quick comment on the scheduling of the second meeting. Could they try different days as well, not just Friday? I do have certain challenges on Fridays myself. And so if there are alternative days, and then we'll all vote on all of them. Thank you.
So you want that we to try if we can meet in another day than Friday?
If it allows a bit of work after this one, it's really got to be Friday, Thursday or Friday. There are no alternatives.
Yes, I think so. I agree.
Sorry, Rafiq, for jumping in, but I don't mind Thursday because then I also have another call, then I can schedule the two around the same day, because sometimes it's no good to have a call every day on different ones. So I do have on Thursday. So if possible, then I don't mind Thursday other than Friday. Right. But I'm not insisting. I'm just saying we put it there for polling. Thank you.
Okay, I can ask.
Sorry, Rafiq, this is Glenn. Thursday is a day that's a bit full with calls. And I do believe a doodle has gone out, and Friday was the day that suited many people, if not everybody, because it's difficult to find a day that works for everybody.
Okay. Fine.
Thank you.
I think it's just the time of call that must be settled, whether it's 13 or 14 UTC.
So I get a choice of wasting an hour of my life at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. in the morning. Guess who'll only be turning up to one call? And in case you want that for the transcript, that was Cheryl, who really wonders what has been achieved in the last hour of my life.
Thank you, Cheryl. Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, I think that Friday is the best day, because we will have time between the first call and the second call. If we do it on Wednesday or on Thursday, people will not have time to digest or to work on what we did, and we will come again with nothing prepared. So the best is to give time to people to work, and I think that Friday is the best. Thank you.
Thanks. So I think we have only 1 or 2 minutes left in the this call. So for the next. Next meeting, maybe, we need, if it's possible, people to send their suggestion about the point A, especially how we can work in the metrics and how we define them so that it will be that we can have more that we can go in more details in the next calls. So I will kindly suggest to people and to request them to continue the discussion in the mailing list in the meantime. Okay, Eric, I think that you will have the last word in this call. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafi. We're missing any action items coming out of today's call. For instance, we haven't decided who or when any communication will be made to ICANN General Counsel regarding divergence of charters, nor have we made any decision about who will be responsible and when it will be done, communicating with the GAC or other bylaws-recognized entities who may be interested in operating under a jointness agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Just before I don't think any comments, no comments. I see no. I think that we can adjourn this meeting for today. Thank you, everybody, for participating for our first meeting in the 2011, and we will meet for the next meeting, and we hope that we can work on the main time about the point A, especially about the matrix. I think that we can adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.